Most High God has brought us to the grand finale tonight, to the final session on this altar. God, by divine mercy, has us. God has brought us to the eighth session, having completed his work, having touched us in order to touch through us. He brought us to a new beginning, a beginning where we begin to see the doings of God in every aspect of our lives, having been touched and being made whole, and having set up to become an instrument in his hand, having been prepared by God to bring us into a season of change. Therefore, as we come into his presence this morning, in this few minutes, my Father, we just want to say, Abba Father, we thank you, we just want to say, Abba Father, thank you. We just want to say, Lord, we just want to say, yes, Lord Jesus. Our Father, we thank you, Lord. We just want to say, Elohim God, thank you. We just want to say, Lord, we just want to say, our Father, we thank you, Lord. We just want to say, Abba Father, thank you. Beloved, if you are on this altar this morning and you know that the Lord has met with you during this eighth session, some of us, it's a first time of going through a fast for 24 hours. But you have not been called by God to serve him in vain. Therefore, as you know that the Lord has attended to your cry, has heard you when you call in your own way tonight, can you lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks in the mighty name of Jesus? If we are thankful and we are grateful and praiseful enough, we allow God to come into our space to do great and mighty things. It prepares the open heaven over our lives to receive the blessing that the Lord has prepared for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Negrida kuste ze petru nogozi ike kwato lo mengre di kasuato. Delegle kusto ze petru nogozi. Ze brina kukusta ze petru nogozi ato. Leke kuto lombre nega kwazo zia. Indege kwazo ze prendege kwazo zua. Endege libru zo zia la petru nogozi. Ezeke kwazo, zi ile mengri na kwazo, Indekestoze pentru nagazo. Ele mengredica quaso zo. Ondege quaso. Indege quaso. Se prondica custe. Enzo con lupru do congredica cuso si andele predica quaso. Endege che libru sosia. Ando guste. Enzo a to. Izo prondege quaso zia. Megeli brusosian de lepri da bogosiate, endege custo, ze pentru no goza, ille mengredica custo, ze pentru no goza, endege quasosian do lobri na guste, esu ato, ondo golo brusiate, e che custo, ze pentru no goza, otto lobu custo, ze pentru no gozi, che li mengredia zo, Esso pronde gaza, se pentri na giga culo mongri da qua zozia. Me lebe kuto con leprisa atuata. Il leme ge custo, se pentru no gozo. Ende ge ge di lepri no gogo si ike kotondo lo brosi ate. Il lo brosi ikata, la pri la bogo si ate. Ende ge 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 di bruso si indele pri no bogo si ate. Ende che cuso siendo lo volungro si a te, izzo volongri da custo si a le volungro si a to, izzo petri na gazia, izzo pronde che cuto noble che cuosa si a, lo be custo se pentru no gozia, indo co se che tu la pronde che cuoso, e lepri na cu custo siendo lo prendica sa te, ende che cuoso se pentru no gozia, Ende che cuso si indelibro no bongresi ato. Izzo pentronde. E legre dica quaso zo. Ende che quaso ondo lo bossiate. Ende kika quaso pantru no goze. E le prende che quaso zo brunica quaso. Me custo se pentrona. Le che quato lo boste. Zebrino guzo zoprina gazi kakuto lobo nengle kiga zote. Enge kusto zoponte le gruza ate. Ende kuzo pontra. Le gekuto onjo lobosia. E zopontre ne gekwa zozonde ni bahaza. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus we have given thanks. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So beloved. The Lord by his infinite mercy visited us by the word of the Lord on this altar. He did great and mighty things in every life that is represented on this altar that has been in the presence of the Lord from the early hours of yesterday morning. Even today, therefore, it is written, whatsoever the Lord doeth abideth forever. Whatsoever the Lord does abideth forever. Whatsoever the Lord does abides forever. Nothing can be put to it. And nothing can be taken away from it. Whatsoever the Lord does, it is forever and ever. Therefore, I decree and I declare this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every doing of the Lord in the life of everyone on this altar, connected by God who has given even time to sacrifice their time, have prayed, have fasted, have denied themselves of everything to seek the Lord. It is written that God has not called the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. Therefore, I stand as the oracle of God, as the servant of the Most High God, and I decree and declare over every life connected by God on this altar that every healing executed, made manifested by God in any life represented on this altar, I decree and declare it is permanent in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The grass wither and the flower fails, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the spoken word of God concerning the prevailers abideth forever. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. Therefore I command your healing, I command your deliverance to abide forever and ever. I decree the permanence to every doing of God in every life connected by God on this altar. The God that sees your sacrifice in secret, that makes reward known before all men, I command a release of the divine reward of God for the lifting, for the rejoicing, for the healing, for the salvation, for the recovery, for the divine help, for the divine release, for the divine hope, for the divine lifting and rejoicing of every prevailer this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the Israelites, they were before them, their Red Sea, and they saw the Pharaohs coming behind them, and the word of the Lord came unto them and said, the Egyptians that you have seen, you shall see them no more. The Egyptian that you have seen, the enemy behind you, you shall see them no more. 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 Therefore, any terror, any sickness, any pain that you have seen, any oppression and affliction that you have known and seen, that you have experienced before you embark on this 24 hours, even journey of seeking the Lord, I decree and declare that it has become a thing of the past for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lekuaga soton de likruzaate. Elike kwato lebrindo guzosia. Zopetua aleke tuponong leke kwasosia. Ezoponto ondeke kwato lebronika siate. Lokwashete lebrindo guguzosia. Endege kwazo zi inde lebrina baguazosia. Ezotuata andalabosia. It is written, Exodus 14, number 13. It is written, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. I decree, because you have stood in his presence all day and all night, I command and I decree and declare the rescue of the Lord, the victory of the Lord, the deliverance of the Lord, the prosperity of the Lord, the victory of the Lord. I decree and declare, begin to find expression in the life of every prevailer, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lopekwata nengleka kwazosia. Pepri epronde kika kwato lobre nega suate. Bokwashete nebango kukuzosia tala brendi aso. Any word on this altar that the enemy has harassed and intimidated you with a spirit of snare, the crawling spirit that has caused your achievement to be delayed and to be deferred, that has caused what has taken one person and then to take you many days to accomplish and to realize, I decree and declare every manifestation of the spirit of a crawler in any business, in any career, in any home, in any life that is represented on this altar. I decree war against such foul spirits in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lokwaza, Petru Nogosi, Ike Kwaza, Labroni Aza, Zepe Kwaza, Lebri Nogugustosi, Indela Bongosiate. Therefore, I command by the word of the Lord, it is written, I will do a quick work and I will cut it short in righteousness. I will do a quick work and I will cut it short in righteousness. Therefore, I command the delivery of the word of God in the life of every prevailer to begin to find expression with divine speed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let Kuku support through Nagakwa da Swate. The power of God that separates darkness from light, that causes light to overpower and to overshadow darkness, and darkness can never comprehend with it. Therefore, by the divine power of the word of God that causes light to shine continually above every form of darkness of ignorance, darkness of pain, darkness of sickness, darkness of failing and falling, darkness of sickness in the bone, darkness of sickness of the mind, darkness of financial sickness. I decree and declare this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the unbreakable, undeniable, irresistible power in the word of the living God, every darkness that has surrounded any individual before the commencement of this Touch Heaven program, of the month of supernatural healing, I decree the darkness of the dead and the darkness of the day, the darkness of demonic evil pattern of oppression, of affliction, the darkness that turns the hero to a zero, the darkness that causes even opportunity to slip through the hand of any prevailer, the darkness that has been responsible for the failing, for the confusion, for the distress and for the destruction, for the depression and the distortion. I declare by the sent word of God, every darkness in and around and about any prevailer this morning, I command you to be terminated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lopekus opetrunogokukusopiato ale. Darknesses of regression, darknesses of stagnation, I call you by name and I bring you into subjection to the name of the Lord Jesus. You shall no longer be known. You shall no longer be seen. You shall no longer be experienced in the life of any prevailer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I declare, for promotion cometh not neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but promotion cometh from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord that lifted up, I decree every prevailer be lifted up by the strong hand of the Lord, that propels from the place backward, that moves from the place of the prison and the pit, that moves the Joseph to the palace. Therefore, I command every prevailer to begin to move forward now, for the path of the justice like a shining light, and shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Therefore, everything that is required for our advancement, for our moving forward, for our establishment, for our fulfillment, for our healing and recovery and repair and restoration, I command you to locate every prevailer this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is written, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. Therefore, any enemy of righteousness, and the enemy of your recovery, and the enemy of your restoration, and the enemy that has decided to hinder the flow of the Spirit or to disturb your movement forward, your recovery, and your restoration. I decree and declare from today there shall be no more in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after the life of the prevailers. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot against our hearts, against our wealth, against our health, against our divine movement, against our divine settlement, against our divine establishment. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way become dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare any powers of principality, any personality engaged and being engaged, contracted or consulted, demonic order to trouble any prevailers, contracted and consulted, the diviners and the enchanters, contracted or consulted, the marine witchcraft of the demonic entity to trouble and to afflict or to affect negatively anyone called by God in this commission, anyone connected to this commission by God, I decree and declare that let their evil turn on their own head in the name of Jesus. Every oneness of evil lord of sickness, evil lord of pain, evil lord of aggressive oppression of darkness in any prevailer's life, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus, carry your own lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is written, thou shalt not suffer the witch to leave. Any personality connected by God on this commission that has suffered in the hand of oppressive spirit of bewitchment, today in the name of Jesus, I decree every form of bewitchment to cease. Let every entity and powers consulting evil covenant of witches and wizards to trouble any prevailers, I command the earth to open up and to swallow them. Every contender with our faith, every contender with the work of our hands, every contender with our progress, with our health and with our wealth, any contender with what is good in our lives, any power contending with our testimony, I decree and declare, by the time we finish this assignment and this time in the presence of the Lord, there shall be no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, it is written, Psalm 18:44, the strangers shall be afraid, and they shall fade away from their close places. Any strange objects, any strange presence, any strange influences, any strange fear, abort or programmed, instituted or sent as an arrow in the life of any prevailer, I command you to come out from your close places in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to come out of your hidden places in the name of Jesus. For it is written, prevailers concerning us, know ye not that your body is the temple of God and the Spirit of the Lord indwelleth you? Whatsoever seeketh to defile your body shall be destroyed by the Lord. Therefore, I issue a certificate of destruction concerning anything that is programmed by hell to destroy any prevailer. I command you be destroyed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever is assigned to defile, whatever is assigned to poison, in the daytime or in the nighttime, to satanic kitchen and caterers of darkness, any word under the sound of my voice, I command their poison to return on their own head in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Therefore, I command every blood that is crying out for judgment, crying out for vengeance, every blood that is crying out and making a demand for life and for destiny against the prevailers, I decree and declare, because the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, I command every voice of the blood of darkness, every voice of evil sacrifices made to trouble, to disturb, to afflict, and to affect any prevailers in the now and in the future, I silence those voices of evil blood in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, may the blood of redemption, the power that redeems by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, according to 1 Peter 1:17 to 19, that has no spot nor wrinkle, the blood of Jesus that is connecting every prevailer from every foundation of witchcraft, every foundation of sickness, every foundation of pain and problem, every evil pattern passed on by any father or any mother, by any tradition, by any culture, I decree and declare a disconnectivity of every prevailer from every evil pattern, from every evil oppression and manipulation in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up for the King of glory to come in. Beloved, therefore, I decree concerning everyone that has participated in this season, that has come before the Lord, every gate that is assigned by hell to oppose or to stand against any testimony of the righteous of this altar, I command them to be shattered and be cut down and be destroyed and be broken down into pieces. Every door that was shut against our recovery, against our wholeness, against our deliverance, against our victory, I decree them open in the name of Jesus. For it is written, I alone, God said, I have the key of David. That openeth and no man can shut. That shut and no man can open. And Jesus gave the key of David to the church. In Matthew chapter 16, it said, based upon the revelation of my word, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I place in your hand the keys of the kingdom, which is the same keys of David. That openeth and no man shut it. That keys engage this morning. I decree every door of opportunity, door of establishment in the country, door of settlement and doors of confirmation, doors of divine help, doors of divine aid, doors of divine opportunity and doors of favor, doors of lifting and doors of rejoicing, doors of freedom. I command you in the name of Jesus. Be open unto us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The coca cola see ekat to the labosia. They lock Peter up in the prison. What you need to know is that when they locked up was destiny, what they locked up was expression. What they locked up, beloved, what they locked up was ministry. What they locked up was one that the world is waiting for, the agent of change, ordained, prepared by God, a sign and a wonder of God that God has raised, was locked up in that prison. When they locked up a Joseph in the prison for 10 years, they locked up the solution on a national level. They locked up the strategist. They locked up the prime minister. They locked up the bank potential. They locked up the one that God will use to change the face of history, to rewrite. Beloved, whatever was written that was meant to be for famine, but that was meant through him to bring the nation into its flourishing moment, into its economic buoyancy. Therefore, anyone, anywhere, right now by calling of word, by statement made in the secret, whether by demonic influences or satanic forces, or demonic visitation in the nighttime or in the daytime, that has caged life and caged destiny, that has caged voices, that has caged the expression of the manifestation of God in the life of the prevailers, I decree and declare, wherever they catch it, however they catch it, I command the release of the prevailers right now from every satanic cage of hell, from every satanic cage of the wicked, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le cucu sapetru logoza, ze petro, ze pion do licres ato, e lepri da buco go siate. Let every cage of darkness, let them be shot against the wicked who erected those cages in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I command as I speak to every setup of the enemy, for every trap that is set up for any prevailer this morning, I decree those who set the prevailer up, they are caught in the trap that they have set up to catch us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let us open through the God in our sweat and every the God. Neke quaton de libros of both the attendant ecclesiato. Mokwa kashate elepi na us. Who are down mountain to stand before Zerubbabel. You shall become plain. Every mountain of problems. Every mountain of issues. Every mountain of joblessness. Every mountain of depression and distress, every mountain of unresolved problems, every mountain of poverty, every mountain of evil passion, every mountain of nightmares, every mountain of sickness, every mountain of disaster. Today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to be made plain. I declare you ineffective. I declare you inoperable. I declare you in evil, operatable concerning the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zepen through Nogogi Gakwaza Zambe Negla Kwazo. Ezope El through Nobosia. Every mountain of impossibility. Every mountain that says there cannot be a solution to the issue. Every mountain that is speaking contrary to the voice of the living God. Mountain like a person like a mountain. Mountain like a barrier like a mountain. Mountain like a gate like a mountain. Mountain like authorities and authorities like a mountain. I command you this morning, be made plain in the mighty name of Jesus. Lukakukasi ekakwazo lopro nikasate. Bekwaza si in the bongri da aza. As it is written, Psalm 66, verse 3. Through the greatness of thy power, your enemies shall submit themselves unto you. Therefore, I command the manifestation of the greatness of the power of Jehovah that causes every mountain to become plain, that causes every valley to be exalted, that causes water to come forth from the rock, that causes every hopeless situation to receive divine help, that causes every hopeless situation to receive divine help by the sent word of the Lord. For he sent forth his word and he healed our land and delivered us from every one of our oppression. Therefore, I send forth the agency of the word of God into every life that is represented in this commission, every life connected by God to this commission. I decree by the word of the Lord, I terminate every existence of any terminal disease. I terminate the terminator. I terminate every problem in the womb area. I terminate every problem of arthritis, of rheumatism. I terminate every turbulence of epilepsy in the name of Jesus. I terminate every manifestation of problem in the groins in the mighty name of Jesus. I terminate every issue, every flow of blood that is not stopping. I terminate the flow of every demonically arranged even outflow of blood that is contrary to your health and to your wealth, that is causing unretainable even flow, even in the blood or in the life of any individual. I command anything that wants to suck life, they are served on our account in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekekus open through logos. Esuato negleki kakwazo ziala bronde aya. By the divine touch of God, Jesus touched the leper. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 1 to 4. Therefore, any leprosy feeling and any leprosy expression, maybe you don't get it. Nobody has a connection with a leper because they carry something that can also be transferred to another. So the demonic sickness cause a leper to be isolated, a leper to be abandoned, a leper to lose their social influences, a leper to be left alone without friends because family abandoned them and even friends abandoned and rejected them. But the word of the Lord said, don't my father and my mother forsake me. The Lord shall care for me. I decree and declare, the Lord that careth, that loveth, that has given Christ and who with him has given unto us all things. I command a termination of every leprosy feeling that speaks of rejection, that speaks of abandonment, that speaks, beloved, of loneliness, that speak of filthiness and deathness, that speaks of uncleanness in any life this morning. I decree an end to every oppression and manifestation of a leprosy spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. In any life represented on this altar this morning, in the name of Jesus, I send forth the word of the Lord into the life of such men and women. For Jesus said, You have been cleansed by the washing of water by the word. Therefore, every memory of leprosy experience and leprosy feeling and leprosy pattern and leprosy even manipulation, I decree by the sent word of God, every memory of such is cleansed from the life of every prevalence in the name of the Lord Jesus. It takes the cleansed leper to be able to go and tell the priest. The lepers live in obscurity. But when they are healed, they go and show themselves with proofs that they have been healed to the priest. They become people that can be integrated again in the community. Therefore, because the leprosy feeling, rejection, abuse, abandonment has been erased and taken away from your life this morning, I decree and declare in places of rejection, you become prevailers, accepted, for you are acceptable in the beloved. Therefore, I decree that in Christ Jesus, you will no longer know abuse, rejection, abandonment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that the victory that you have known and experienced this morning in every area of leprosy disease, I declare that it is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. Any skin disease, whether the doctor call it dry skin or they call it eczema, or they have told you it is hormonal disorder, or they said it is caused because of lymphoma. Today, every root cause of every skin disease, whether it is spiritual, physical, whether it is medical, I cause the root of it in the mighty name of Jesus, and I command healing of every skin disease from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ came into a situation in John chapter 2, that was determined for embarrassment for the couple that were getting married. When the wine ran out, the instrument of their celebration, the instrument of their joy, when it ran out, almost ran out. If the couple had known about it, they would have been panicking. But Jesus' mother came to Jesus and said, the wine is almost finished. And you have come to this altar this morning, and you have set yourself apart for these 24 hours because you know that the wine was almost finished. The instrument of your celebration, what caused the party to continue, what caused you to continue to be a celebrity, what takes away humiliation, embarrassment, and reproach for your life, or from your life, when it was almost drying up, but you get these 24 hours to seek the Lord, that can turn what was not enough and convert it to more than enough. Therefore, I speak into every instrument of celebration, every instrument of joy, every instrument that causes man to continue to see that you serve a living God that was almost run dry, I decree and declare by the covenant of abundant life in Christ Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus that what was not enough became more than enough from the moment that I speak now in a supernatural way, in the mighty name of Jesus. What the natural experiences, the natural knowing, the natural activities, the natural orchestrated events are dried up in any life this morning in a way or manner that is contrary to the spoken word of God. I decree and declare by the covenant of supernatural abundance available in Christ Jesus. And John said to me, he said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Therefore, by the covenant of abundant life, what was not enough, I command it to be more than enough. What am I talking about? Whether they are financial, what was not enough in understanding, what was not enough in knowledge, what was not enough in wisdom to secure the next job, to move forward, to be settled, to pass the next exam, the next exam, to win the next battle, and to work victoriously. But the covenant of life in Christ Jesus, I decree and declare by the supernatural provision of the abundance of God, nothing shall be denied you of your victory. Nothing shall be denied us of our lifting. Nothing shall be denied us of our celebration for joy in the name of the Lord Jesus. The disciples then look at the five loaves of bread. They said, what is this compared to the meat on ground? They saw the five loaves and the two fishes. They said, it doesn't look much. It looks impossible to feed the 5,000. But the five loaves and the two fishes in the hand of the Lord remain unexhausted and delivers what was more than enough to feed every mouth that need to be fed, that the 5,000 ate, and there was extra. Therefore, I command by the covenant of the divine knowledge of God who knoweth all things, Jesus looked at what was not enough. He knew exactly what he was going to do with the five loaves and with the two fishes. He knew the power of multiplication and increase that causes what was small to become what was over and becoming more surplus that satisfies and meets every need. Therefore, I decree and declare everything and every area where what you have is dried out or what you have is not enough, what you know is not enough, I decree this morning as we hand over all of such area unto the Lord, I command a supernatural intervention that causes the release of an open heaven And they're coming, both the early and the later rain, coming in the same season, that causes the land to be fruitful again, that causes the rose to blossom again, that causes the flower to flourish again, that causes what was not enough to become more than enough. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree every program of shame, humiliation, and embarrassment, I command it to be nullified by the blood of the Lamb of God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zopekus upon Brunabaso. Zepien delike kwaza atwa. Anything in life, be it experience, be it a pattern, be it attack, be it oppression, that has blurred the vision, that has created hopelessness because of patterns of rising and falling, having opportunities but never have access to opportunities, knowing that you are big on the inside but living small, knowing that the God that is in you is great but you have never seen it experience, I decree and declare every blood vision, I decree today receive divine opening. Let every scales of darkness, every scales of impossibility, every scale of hopelessness over the vision of greatness, over the vision of healing, over the vision of restoration, over the vision of divine help, over the vision of divine progress, over the vision of immigration settlement, over the vision of establishment, over the vision of recovery, over the vision of restoration, over the vision of wellness and wholeness. Therefore, this body, I command those veils and those blindedness and those evil blindness of vision to be gone in the name of Jesus. Receive now your divine vision of greatness, your divine vision of establishment, your divine vision of lifting, your divine vision of progress, your divine vision of new soul, your divine vision of new joy, your divine vision of establishment, divine vision of supernatural favor, divine vision of divine health, divine vision of restoration and recovery, divine visions. I command it to be restored back unto every prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord. Terminate 38 years of stagnation. Terminate 38 years of lack of progress. John 5:17. Terminated 38 years of mourning and groaning. Terminated 38 years of helplessness. Therefore, I decree by the sent word of God, every long-term disease, long-term evil pattern, long-term oppression and affliction, long-term of sadness and sorrow, long-term of failing and falling, long-term of depression and distress, I banish them by the sent word of the Lord. I declare it is over. Prevailers, I command you to arise. Arise and shine, for your light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, for darkness shall cover the people. But upon you, prevailers, the light of God begins to shine. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, you are arisen into darkness, from darkness into light. You arise today from sickness into healthy life. You arise from every evil pattern, even to the pattern of progress and settlement and establishment. You arise this morning, even from a place of crawling to a place of rolling, from rolling even to a place of lifting, to a place rising. Heaven and the upfront are rising on the job. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the path through the oars. Job 22:29. For man was man when man said that there is a casting down. We will say that there is a lifting up for us. For God is our glory and the lifter up of our head. Therefore, I decree and declare. 1,000 will fall on our side. 10,000 on our right side with our eyes who will see the reward of the wicked. But no evil is permitted to come near the prevailers. Neither shall any plague come near our dwelling places. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But with our eyes we shall see the reward of the wicked. They shall not come near us. Because the Lord has loved us and we are precious in his sight. He will give men in exchange for us and people in exchange for our lives. Therefore I decree and declare. From today, because the Lord that watches over this Israel, neither sleeps nor slumber, I declare that the heritages and the inheritance of the righteous are preserved in the name of Jesus. The life of our children, our lives, the businesses and the careers that are represented on this altar, they are divinely preserved in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let cuckoos suspend through Nogosia. Therefore, the Lord has not called the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. Therefore, because we have sought the Lord over this weekend, we receive a reward of gainfulness, gainfulness of good health, gainfulness of peace, gainfulness of joy, gainfulness of good news, gainfulness of establishment. Gainfulness of recovery, gainfulness of lifting, gainfulness in every dimension of life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the prevailers, I declare, as we continue in God and we commit to do the will of the Lord, as we allow the word of God to gain ground in our hearts and to take root in us, I declare that blessed shall we be in the city. Blessed shall we be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of our body. The fruit of our ground. The fruit of our cattle. Blessed shall be the increase of our kind and that of our flocks and our sheep. Everything that we touch is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our storehouses and our baskets. Our bank account, our store room is blessed with the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow unto it in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, our coming in meets with supernatural blessing. Our going out encounters the divine blessing of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, anyone, any adversary that come against us in one way, they will flee before us in seven ways. When they came against us like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that the capacity for our increase and multiplication, capacity for healing and restoration, capacity for divine fulfillment and settlement, is established this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord is for us, no man can be against us. From every case that is in court this month, that will be heard in court or by any tribunal, I declare that the testimony that comes as a result of the divine intervention of God standing as a judge, as an advocate, for the prevailers begin to find expression in every prevailer in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that needs to be gainfully employed, Joseph found favor by the hand of the Lord that was upon his life. He got a job in the palace beyond his expectation and his imagination. Therefore, the job that will glorify and honor God in the life of every prevailer that will advance the kingdom of God. The God that has visited all the people and has made them laugh in the area of employment will visit the prevailers remaining this month before the summit, that you will return with testimonies of the doing of the Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anything that has crippled our opportunities, that has meant or left what was meant to give us access to the place that God has ordained for us, therefore let the cripples be crippled, and let everything that has been crippled or maimed or become lame in our life receive the surge of strength by the Holy Ghost power and fire this morning. Let there be a quickening in any area of lameness in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spiritual lameness, physical lameness, career lameness, mental lameness, receive the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Be made alive. Begin to rise and to walk. Begin to access divine opportunities from today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Everything assigned to capsize the boat of our life, they fall for our sake in the name of Jesus. Every soul tie with any unfriendly friends, every connectivity with those who are once friends but have become enemies, they have become instruments in the hand of the enemy to trouble, to traumatize, to afflict, and to affect destinies and lives, I command a total cut off in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, let every strange children that is preventing our own children from growing, let them be divinely separated from the life of the prevailers in the mighty name of Jesus. It is written, I wish above all things that you be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospereth. Therefore, I command prosperity in our soul by the word of the Lord, that the mind of the prevailers begin to meditate on the things that are good, on the things that are pure, on the things that are of good report. For it is written, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Therefore, I command the mind of the prevailers to be renewed by the word of the Lord, to begin to think about the things that speaks of our progress, the things that speaks of our settlement, of our healing, and of our recovery. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, as the river of life begins to flow in the direction of the prevailers, everything that was condemned to death begins to receive life. I decree increase in every area of life, financially, mentally, in ministry, in careers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I decree, those who know you before you give time to do the sacrifice, fasting or prayer to seek the Lord, they will see you now in your new state. For it is written, forget the former things. Do not remember the things of old. I will do a new thing, it shall spring forth, and you shall know of them. Therefore, I decree and declare, let the new thing that God has started in the life of the prevailers today begin to emerge unto greater heights in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I release us into the new opportunities, into the new divinely arranged partnership and leadership, into the new arranged divinely hand and of every hand and of every head that has been bowed down, I command a supernatural elevation, supernatural lifting in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. It is written, Nalaki equata lebri nagosia, and the kekwasosia. These people have I formed for myself, saith the Lord. They shall show forth my praise. Therefore, I decree and declare everywhere the prevailers turn to in this month and for the rest of our year. Our testimonies will declare the praises of our God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Leku antonegali prunogosiata aya. Therefore, no one is permitted in this commission to be troubled again. For we bear in our bodies the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Henceforth, let no man trouble us with sickness, with pain, with problem, with oppression, with affliction, with nightmares, with anything that is contrary to the word of the Lord. We shall be troubled no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare for all that believe it, there shall be a performance of the word of the Lord concerning every believer in the decrees of the Lord this night, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, may the Lord lift up his countenance over the prevailers. May the Lord give us rest. May the Lord increase our greatness and comfort us on every side. May the Lord increase us more and more as for us and our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, the psalmist says, I have been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children beg for bread. No one shall beg for bread. In the name of Jesus, the secret of winning, the secret of breaking forth, the secret of success, the secret of deliverance, the secret of divine delivery and divine manifestation of the word of the Lord is made known to us without fail in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as we break our fast today, may the Lord bless our food and our water. Sicknesses and diseases are removed from us. None will eat and be sick. The food will work for us. It shall not work against us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I cover every soul under the sound of my voice, every prevalence around the earth by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And I decree that by the word and the blood of Jesus, we conquer every principalities and powers. We overcome fear. We overcome failing and falling. We conquer death and slavery and shame. We conquer every form of reproach in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every gang up. Yes. Because I hear the Lord, he said, they have gathered together, but not of me. It shall not stand. I foil every satanic gang up against any prevailers of this commission, anywhere at any time. I scatter them by fire. I frustrate their gatherings. I release confusion into their camp. And I decree them scattered and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever the Lord doeth abideth forever. So that which the Lord has done in us for us and on our behalf this day is forever and ever. My Father, we lift up the UK summit of the 21st of March into your hand. Gather your people from across the nations of the earth. Let our word come to every minister that you have ordained to serve even your people, our land, and our nation. Lord, at the summit, we decree and declare that you will prepare every minister, Lord, for what you have prepared for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We remove every form of limitation in the expression and in the manifestation of the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of truth, of the word of the Lord, that find expression at the summit in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, none is permitted to fail or fall. None is permitted to be polluted. But the Lord will guide us and it will keep us, even in perfect peace, because our mind is stayed upon the Lord. We lift up the Hotel Marriott Hotel before you. We thank you for the favor that you have now given unto us at Marriott. Lord, and we declare and decree that everything in around Marriott Hotel on the 21st will begin to work for us and not against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, both the people and their instrument of service will walk in our favor without fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it is well with our spirit, it is well with our soul, it is well with our children, it is well with our business and our career. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord will return in the month of April, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to sorrow among us in the name of Jesus. Unto you, my heavenly Father who has called me and sent me, our God who is at work in me, through me, and even the leaders in this commission, and everyone that you have used in this such heaven 8 times, unto you that perform the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger, unto you that we yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your spirit, unto you we return the glory, we return the honor, we return the praise, we return all adoration, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.